me psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello. What is up, Whatsters? Welcome back. It's another day. It's another day. Coming to you once again from Basement Studio. I'm having a real energy issue after my period. I just spend most of the week after my period or even longer just feeling fucking tired and having these massive energy emotional crashes in the afternoon. And thus it has been very challenging to get myself to go to the gym. I took like a full 2 weeks off of the gym last month, and I'm only 2 workouts into getting back to the gym, and I'm fucking struggling. And it's kind of depressing because I've had so much enthusiasm and energy, but I don't know what's going on. I thought it was because I was depressed last month, but now I'm back up on my medication. One would think that I'd be feeling better, but I'm fucking not. I am feeling fucking tired, and I'm tired of being tired. It's just a real freaking struggle. My energy seems to peak at around 8:30 a.m., and then steadily go downward until I go to bed, or maybe an hour or two before I go to bed, and then I get energy again. Sometimes being in a body is fucking difficult, you know? Probably you can all commiserate, seeing as how you also have bodies that you live in. Sometimes I wish that my soul was like a hermit crab, and I could just transform it into another body. I was like, fuck this one. This one's not working that well. Let me move on to a better home. But so far, we do not have that technology. So I'm doing my best to take care of my body. I'm on a really good supplement regimen. I'm taking all sorts of powders and oils and shit. And that's great. I also am eating relatively healthy, or I'm headed towards eating healthier, less of the night snacking, more of the fruits and vegetables. That's where I struggle with diet. The fruits and the fucking veggies. Protein, no problemo. Carbs, absolutely no problemo. But the fucking fruits and veggies. The ones that you get those fucking phytonutrients from. That's where I struggle. But I'm kind of on this thing about wanting to get a little bit more snatched for summer. Honestly, I'm fine with the way my body looks now. I would prefer that it felt good than looked good. Yeah, and Alex be on this bodybuilding journey lately of eating, you know, like fucking chicken and rice for 3 meals a day. I guess that makes my life somewhat easier, but I could not do that. I could not do that. I need variety. Fortunately, I've been really good at cooking since Alex has been here. I'm doing those wifely things. I'm being a bit of, as the kids say, a trad wife. I fucking hate TikTok slang. I know this makes me sound old as fuck, but I would rather be old as fuck than saying stupid things like trad wife. If you don't know what that means, because you are not on TikTok like me, it means traditional wife. And I've heard it tossed around on podcasts lately. And it's just a trend of women going back to traditional wife roles, you know, cooking and cleaning and all that stuff. I just think it's an interesting thing that we're moving in that direction to a degree. I don't have a problem with it because I personally like to do that stuff. And that's kind of the role I've made an agreement with my husband about. You know, I work part-time and do the cooking and cleaning and all that jazz, and he works full-time. Mostly. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'd be working a little bit more full-time, but that's the way the cookie crumbles right now anyway. And I'm fine with it. I like being domestic. I like cooking. I like baking. I even like cleaning. And I like having a clean space. I would struggle if one of us didn't commit to the cooking and cleaning. I would just not have my shit together unless I had enough money to pay somebody to do that for me. Because, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, I don't have very good energy. And there's no way I'd be working full time and doing those things in a very nice way. No. I don't know how anybody has a child, keeps a house clean, and works full time, even fucking works part time. I have had to prioritize my life and decide, you know, what fucking works, what I want. And that's part of the reason why I'm kind of hesitant about having kids. Because that shit takes a lot of fucking energy that I might not have. So I'm just in a place where I'm figuring out what is a reasonable amount of work for me that it feels like we're equally contributing to our life, Alex and I. And let me just say something that really bothers me about feminism is that idea that in order to be a feminist, you cannot be a traditional partner. You cannot fill traditional roles. And if you do that, you are anti-feminist. To me, that is a very big lie. Because to me, feminism just means that we have the right to choose whatever role we want to be in. That we're not forced to be traditional wives or moms. That we could choose to be child-free and working. And I really get PO'd when people like shit on women for doing domestic things, for fitting into a role. If that's expected of you, if that's the only option, or you have to, you know, fulfill domestic duties on top of working full time, and that's expected to you, but your husband sits on the couch in his underwear and, you know, plays with his balls while watching football. Yeah, then I think it's a problem. Because it shouldn't be expected of you if you're, you know, you need to each be contributing the same amount or an agreed upon amount in order to take care of those domestic duties and the financial aspect. So, you know, I'm okay with the trad wife thing because I think it's swinging back from like women have to be out in the workplace, women can't be domestic anymore, you're not a good feminist if you want to do those things. So a little swing back, I think, is fine, but only if it's the choice of the person. Yeah, I just think that's an interesting discussion. I've been really thinking a lot about certain societal issues regarding women lately. It's something I've realized I'm actually quite passionate about. Now, I don't really like politics at all. Mostly because I find politics very frustrating, very annoying, and I feel like I'm powerless when I see these leaders making choices for millions of people. That being said, there are political issues that I care about. You know, rights of people, mostly human rights, women's rights, LGBTQIA rights. Those are things I really care about. So I don't know, it's this weird dichotomy between like caring about issues, but then not allowing myself to get too involved because I get stressed out. Another fucking TikTok term that I've been hearing lately is JOMO. Joy of missing out, or ROMO, relief of missing out. And the way I relate that to my life is in regard to the news. I have both FOMO and ROMO over this. Like, the ROMO part, the relief part, is that I know I get very stressed, very wound up from reading about issues that really concern me. But am I really helping this cause by knowing about it, by reading about it, but not really doing shit about it? I feel like if I was gonna argue with myself about this subject and debate what is better and what is worse, ignorance or being informed, I would say, okay, there's no point in you fucking knowing if you're not gonna do something about it. So how are you better than me for just knowing about an issue but not doing anything about it when I don't know about the issue and I don't do anything about it? And I'm conflicted because I feel guilty when I'm not informed about everything that's going on in the world. But also, does it make you better to be more informed if you're not gonna take action on the things that you're informed about? I don't know. I don't know. During COVID, I really started to get wrapped up in the news cycle and the fear of the whole thing. And that's when I started to pull back from my news consumption because I was finding that it was impacting my mental health, my relationship with Alex, and my sanity. And now when I think about it, when I think about COVID and what went down in the world, what really bothers me, and this is true for any major news story, is how it's all just fucking negative to scare you into watching more, to consuming more of it. It's why news isn't happy and positive, because fear fucking works to get you hooked. The news is a business. And I fucking hate that. It makes me just feel like a fucking hamster in a motherfucking wheel. And the other aspect to it is, like, I feel fucking privileged that I don't need necessarily to know everything that's going on in the world because it's not directly affecting me. And that is a really privileged position to be in. And one I am very fucking grateful for. So although I can be ignorant about certain issues, I'm not taking it for fucking granted. Because if I fucking lived in Syria, I probably know what's going on, at least in my own country on a political level, because it's fucking impacting me directly. But I live in Boulder, Colorado, a very fucking privileged place that most of the people here align with me politically, and the government, at least locally, and the local laws align with me politically, which allows me the freedom to not be so concerned with what is going on politically. I mean, I'm concerned about it on a federal level, of course. If there's a federal law that might impact me. And I do care about the experience of other people and the rights of other people in communities that I don't necessarily belong in. I think my point with all of this is if we are in a position like me, where we are privileged enough to not have to be super informed about what's going on in the world, is that okay? Does it make me a worse human to be less informed? Does it make you a better person to be more informed? Especially if we're both not being active in changing things. I think the bigger picture is that it's probably important to at least be informed about things we care about and be active in helping, in improving that situation. And that's what I'm realizing for myself. I don't need to know everything that's going on. But the things that I do care about, can I find a way to be active in initiating change, in maintaining laws? I think, you know, I've never done much community service or activism of any kind, a little bit, but not a ton. And I always feel like a protest is pointless. Like, nobody listens unless people get violent, and obviously I don't want to be a part of that. But I think it's something that I would like to get involved in at some point here in my life, as far as doing what I can for these marginalized communities that I'm in and that I'm not in as well. But I have to find a means of doing that feels like I'm actually doing something. Because as the pessimist that I am, it's really easy to get discouraged and feel like I'm not making a lick of difference. Anyway, folks, that's all I have to say for today. As always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawedcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Bye.